KXCI Tucson, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station and talk to me about what they're working on at school, what their plans are for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Connor Smith. Hi, Connor.
Hello.
You go to the U of A, I hear.
I do. I'm a sophomore, actually. I am studying psychology, and I'm hoping to do operations management through the other college of business.
The psychology of business?
Kind of.
What kinds of things does this entail?
I'm currently working with Dr. Anna Dornhaus in the Social Insect Lab to do evolutionary psychology.
Okay, what are you working with? Ants, bees, bugs?
I actually work with black widow spiders. I'm looking at how animal personality influences how an organism decides to make innate decisions regarding reproduction and energetic investment and things like that. The technical term for it is RNK strategy. And so I'm looking at how a spider's personality impacts their decisions regarding reproduction. For example, I would say that spiders who are more aggressive would have more offspring, like kind of live fast, dangerously, versus a more conservative, slow, safe kind of pace of life. And the important distinction is personality is who you are versus kind of innate decisions that you don't consciously think about, but you still do. So like rabbits have a bunch of offspring and they don't think about doing it. It's just naturally occurring for them.
They're also not very aggressive.
Right, exactly.
So how do you determine spiders' personalities? Do you have like a Rorschach for them?
No, there's no ink blots. I use aggression to measure personality and web structure. The way we measure aggression is we will put the spider in this cardboard box and then let her build a web in there. And then we apply a vibratory stimulus to the web and then we'll see how many times she'll go to attack the stimulus out of 10.
So sometimes they're like, someone's at the door or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And other times, you know, they're ready to go, ready to fight whoever comes to the door. We use that and web structure to measure personality. For web structure, the reason why we look at that is they are consciously deciding how they're going to build their web. They can build webs that are more favored for their safety, that are more safe for them. And then they can also build webs that are more favored for foraging and prey capture. One type of thing they build is called a gum-footed line. And essentially, you know in movies when you see people running through a forest and they step on like a vine and like yanks them up?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with spider webs. So if a spider that builds a lot of those typically won't have a lot of room for support beam lines that will hold them up.
Oh, the architecture.
Exactly. We compare that to how many children they have to see if they're following that, looking at how fast-paced they're taking life. But the difference is they're not outwardly thinking about the reproductive aspects of it.
They're just going through the motions. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas the differences in personality are more on an individual basis.
Has anybody been bitten?
No.
Okay.
No. They're not typically hostile. If I had one like on my hand right now, it would probably just crawl around. She wouldn't actually bite or administer venom because it's very energetically costly for them to do that. Kind of like bees, you know, where the bee's not going to sting you unless it really, really has to.
Yeah, because there's no real going back after that.
Exactly. It's not necessarily quite as drastic for the spiders, but it still is very costly for them. Generally speaking, they're not as scary. When I first started handling them, I was definitely scared. I'm not going to lie. But now I'm pretty desensitized to it. When I presented at UBurb, I brought one with me to like show people. And I was kind of surprised when I saw as many people going like rearing back and kind of afraid of them. And I was like, oh, yeah, people are afraid of these. I mean, rightfully so. They are venomous.
Yeah, but this is Tucson. Yeah. What's not venomous?
That's a good point. Yeah.
What are you going to do when this is all over, when you graduate school?
I actually want to go into operations management with like electronic or automotive manufacturing. My dream would be to manage a plant for Tesla or Apple or something like that. I like to use the scientific, like quantitative analysis through undergrad, like academic research and applying that in a business context and seeing how people make decisions and seeing how we could most efficiently make this decision versus that one, seeing what is the best marginal decision here per this cost or for this benefit or so on and so forth.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, so I really like complex systems and understanding how everything works together.
You ever listen to music?
I listen to music 24/7. I am always listening to music.
Really?
I love music, yes. The last thing I listened to is probably my favorite album of all time, and that's Back to Black by Amy Winehouse.
Classic.
Yes, absolutely love it. I'm also a really big Kanye West fan. And then I really like Frank Ocean, Slayer, Behemoth, band I recently got into called Ghost. I really like Kendrick Lamar, YG, metal, and like hip-hop and rap. Like those are like the two areas I kind of stay in. And then a little R&B here and there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.